They can imitate you, but they can't duplicate you. Cause you got something special that makes me wanna taste you. I want it all day long. I'm addicted like it's wrong. I want it all day long. I'm addicted like it's
wrong. What you gonna do with that dessert? Do what, do what, eat that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome again to another episode of the Dangerous Lions Podcast. I am your host, Dyron, and as always, my co-host,
Malika. Hola.
Hola. Taqueria. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. So yeah, we're getting it ready for the week or past week. I don't know. So what's been up? And done.
Life,
liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yes, all those things. Yeah. They've been happening. Things are good. In general.
All right.
We went to the Hawks game last night. The Hawks beat the Wizards. It was close for most of the game. I wasn't sure if they were going to pull it out, but they did. They won. It was really fun, though.
Yeah, so last night we did, as she said, we went to the Hawks game and we had a new experience.
Go Hawks.
We had a new experience. We actually watched the game at a bar in the
Don't give away the secrets.
Well, we watched at the bar in the Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't say what bar, but you know, we watched at the bar at Phillips and it was pretty cool with a couple of our friends, and yeah, so it was interesting to watch the game there and have fun. And also we had Big Grams perform.
Big Grams?
Which is a mix of Big Boy from Outkast and Fantagram.
Fantagram, who I've never heard of.
Neither have I.
I guess he's bringing them up.
Or maybe they just are in different musical genre things.
Have they been around, like...
Probably.
A long time?
I'm sure you can Spotify and look for their music if you like.
Spotify? Not even just Google?
Man,
you don't use the Google? Man, use the Spotify?
You'll get words. You might want to hear their music.
Mm. Well, I'm just curious how long they've been in the game.
I don't know.
Let me Google. All
right, you Google. All right, so yeah. We would usually typically cover this in our sports section, but I guess Ms. M. Down would like to push it up this week. But anyway, so yeah, that was cool. Also,
Before we move on, we have some shout-outs.
Oh, all right, shout some people out.
So, we got some shout-outs to Michelle. Thanks for all the love. And Steven. Hey, Steven. Thanks for listening. Who else listened? Who else told us?
Christina.
Christina.
Yeah. Eric listened to the last episode.
Hey, Eric!
Oh, gosh. Aretha said she would catch up.
Aretha, come on now. Would catch up.
We'll see if she listened to it. We'll know.
Yeah. This is not a shout-out to you, Aretha. This is just saying your name.
This is a stern warning. You better listen. Best listen. So, yeah. And so, we'll see. So, good for the shout-out section. We good on the shout-outs?
I think we're good on the shout-outs. Thank you guys for listening, taking the time.
You're going to shout-out your other bestie.
Laura has not listened.
There's your shout-out, Laura. Anyway. So.
That's not a shout out. You're on the Aretha level. This is a stern warning. If we don't hear from you,
we know why.
We know that you haven't listened.
That, and she's embarrassed. That
we did. No.
Anywho, so yeah. Cool. So are you Googling? Did you come up with it?
Okay, so it looks like Fantagram. It looks like they put out an EP in 2009, and then they had stuff in 2014, and now they got Big Grams.
Big Grams.
With Big Boy.
Which is an interesting album, so I guess we'll get this into our music section as well. So it's like a 7-track album, or EP, and one of the tracks is with Run the Jewels. So it's really like 6 tracks that are Big Grams, but you know, It is what it is. I liked it for the most part. I thought it was solid, pretty good. Good
yeah,
stuff.
I do wish I had taken some time to listen to some of their songs before seeing them, because I couldn't hear. Like, one, I already have bad hearing. If you have met me, you could be whispering and I'll hear everything. But if you are talking to me in a normal volume, I'm like, I can't hear anything you're saying. So if you know any doctors out there who can help me, send them my way. But anyway, so I wish I had, so I had context, because all I heard was like, like, I heard no words. I heard no enunciation, no, like, where certain words ended and where new words began. I had no context. So, but, I mean, it sounded good. Like, she had a good voice, but I just had no idea what was being said. So I was just kind of, like, listening to the beat.
Right, so, like,
it was... I could hear a Big Boy, though. Like, I could understand everything he was saying. But what she was singing, I couldn't.
Right, so hear. Like at halftime, they played their songs, which was one of their songs. They only did one track during halftime, and it was my favorite song on the EP. And I was like, yeah, okay, cool, it sounded nice. But you, like what she was describing, she couldn't tell if she was lip syncing or not. That's what she said.
Well, that for that one, yes. But like during the concert part, like I could tell she was actually singing. So I don't know if that was like after the halftime show, she was like, no, I'm actually going to sing now, but. Oh, even during halftime, though, I couldn't hear what she was saying. It was just like, you know, noise, basically.
Cool. Well, I didn't like the only thing I didn't like about the performance is they did their own select version of Miss Jackson.
Yes, the remix.
I was not having
Miss Jackson Part 2.
I was not having this white woman out here doing whatever she was doing. This is not.
Well, it was like It went from like, you know, the part everybody knows. Everybody's like vibing, like right, like singing the words or whatever. And then she comes in with this like slow, like melodic, like and then it's like, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Like, one, where's Andre? Where's Mr. 3000? And then, but it was cool to see at least Big Boy out there.
Yeah, it was dope. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was our Saturday night. We adventured out, had some fun, hung out with some friends, some people we ain't seen in a while. So
yeah,
and so it was a good time.
It was fun seeing everybody. If you're listening, shout out to you.
Yeah, so that's what we did on our Saturday night in the A. So yeah, fun times. How's work? How's life? How's everything else?
Everything is going great.
Everything's peachy clean?
Peachy clean?
Okay, peachy king, whatever. I never got the phrase.
Just peachy.
It's peachy. Georgia peachy.
It's pumpkin-y. Yeah.
Oh.
Pumpkin spice cheesecake with cinnamon ice cream. Yep. That was dope.
It was pretty good.
It was really tasty.
Very basic. Anyway.
Oh! Shoot.
Yeah. That's you.
Me? It's not me.
You said it. Anyway. So, alright. Yep. So, any other news of the week that we've been doing?
What we've been doing?
Well, I've been working.
You have been working lots of hours.
Yay. Go tax forms. Whee!
Woo!
So anyway. Yeah, it's been cool. So this week we also had one of our favorite political person.
Oh.
Brought out that fire this week.
We need to, like, what should we call this? Like
a weekly.
The political. Well, it's not going to be weekly.
A weekly Carson segment.
What? No.
Last week we had the wife. This
Wait,
week
did you hear what he said, though, about the pyramids?
Yeah.
that he believes the pyramids were built to store grain. So I saw somebody post a meme, and they basically did the food pyramid. You know the traditional food pyramid. They've changed it in recent years, but the traditional food pyramid has all the grains and bread on the bottom. And the meme was like, "Look, see, I told y'all, the pyramids were made to store wheat." Oh my gosh. Many things.
Oh my.
But, so I guess he's trying to reach
the black people.
The youths.
No, black people.
The black youths.
No, black people in general.
Okay, well, the black 18-year-olds and up who can vote. So.
The youths.
And so I guess. Was this actually released on Friday? Like, I know the audio was released, but it's supposed to actually be in, like, ad rotation coming up.
Probably. But, so we're going to play a little bit, snippet of it for you. It is, if you haven't heard or haven't heard of, it's the Ben Carson radio ad.
No, can we play the whole thing, not just a snippet? Because
alrighty then.
Because this is, you know.
We're giving you a minute of love. So here you go. This is from ABC News Politics, their SoundCloud. So we're going to play you the Ben Carson radio ad.
Oh my god.
Let's get it.
Oh. Make it stop. You know what they should have done? They should have weaved in Mrs. Ben Carson. I feel bad because I honestly don't know her first name, but they should have weaved in her singing of the national anthem for the most epic commercial ever. But I like, there's so many things. One, I'm sorry, Mr. Ben Carson, but you are the most Candy. Her name is Candy.
Candy Carson. So yeah, Ben and Candy.
That sounds like a stripper's name.
Oh, wow. Okay, anyway.
Okay, but so. So, it does. Okay, so, but he is like the most monotone. It does! He's the most monotone person like I've ever heard. Ever. Like, there was no, like. Does he even believe what he's saying? Because he just sounds so unenthusiastic about everything.
Let's just say the musical talent in the Carson's family is quite low. Quite low. Yeah. So, I guess question of the day, or question of the week, or question of whatever. I know what you're going to say, but what was worse?
Oh, God.
Mrs. Candy Carson's singing of the national anthem, or Ben Carson's "Let's Get Black People to Support Me" radio ad.
So I'm gonna say the radio ad is worse, only because money was thrown at it. It's going to be put on places, like, and that went through editing, that went through a whole bunch of people signing off on that. Now her singing the national anthem at a rally, you know, that was her supporting her man. Good for you. Don't do it again. But good on you. But you literally paid, had beats brought in, you know, had people listening to this. Get out and vote. Like,
vote.
So.
Vote.
Yeah, go get. Make sure you vote.
Vote.
But let's not vote for.
I'm Ben Carson and I approve this message
2016. Oh my god, I
can't. Vote.
No, you gotta do more monotone than that. I'm Ben Carson, and I approve this message.
Whatever. We gotta stop clowning these people.
I'm sorry. He
it
is like.
Could be the next future president of the United States.
Well, then kick me out. I don't know what.
Wow. Okay.
You want from me?
Well, we'll talk about that later. But I'm just saying.
I told you I have my go bag.
All right.
I'm ready.
Cool. So yeah. So yeah. What was so?
I'm working on my Spanish.
You're right. You're right. You're right in the sense that here's the thing with Candy Carson, like, you have to actually go out and search for that.
Can we just go back to calling her Mrs. Ben Carson? Because
okay, whatever. But with Ben Carson, you might just be listening to, you know, your favorite talk show, your favorite talk radio segment, and out of nowhere you just hear this random terrible song come on the radio. So you can't really, I mean, you can choose to go, but I'm sure you'll be so mortified that you just want to hear it for a little bit.
You'll be paralyzed in your car, like, I can't turn it off. I can't. Oh my God, make it stop. I can't turn it off.
And after it's over with, you'll deprogram that radio station.
How dare you put this. No.
You've lost a viewer. So, I'm just kidding. But anyway.
But part of you is not kidding. If I hear this on a radio station that I'm listening to, and not in an actual ad way, and not like a, we're talking about this way, dude, I'm going to need to reevaluate.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
What I'm listening to.
Yeah. Quite effortlessly. Cool. All right. Is there anything else this week you want to talk about that you forgot about or anything?
I'm caught up on some shows.
Oh, let's go to entertainment.
So I'm caught up on Grey's Anatomy again.
One episode.
I know, so I'm caught up. I'm caught up on Empire. I'm caught up on Empire.
I'm not going to ask about that. You can talk about it if you want.
And I'm caught up on Black-ish.
Which is wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderfully amazing.
The Halloween episode was hilarious. Tracy if Ellis you Ross haven't watched is... it. What is Tracy Ellis Ross?
She was wearing that dress.
Okay.
She was wearing that dress.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna say. And Michael Strahan did a great 50 Cent.
In the club, 50 Cent.
I mean, is there any other?
I wish they had done, like, a scene of him hanging upside down, doing, like, a setup.
No.
Yeah, I wish they had done that.
No, I think we got enough. We didn't need all that.
I needed it.
All right, well.
I didn't get it.
I mean, yeah. But anyway, would you like to discuss anything on Empire or Grey's?
No, just letting y'all know I'm caught up.
All right,
I got no spoilers. I'm so caught up. Got me feeling it. Caught up. I don't know what to do.
I mean, my DVR
is so full. I'm so caught up.
Oh, wow.
Caught up. Yeah.
Yep. Cool.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah. So. Let's see. Anything else? Did I catch up anything this week? A lot of more basketball.
Oh, you had nerd alerts.
I did. But I watch that weekly, so it's not really caught up. I stay in tune with Flash and Arrow and Black-ish.
You stay caught up.
So yeah, those are the three shows I'm mainly watching with basketball. That's about it. And we went out and we ate dinner this week on Friday night in Utah.
Yeah, I got this really cool, what is it called? A passport book?
I guess a food passport, sure.
But it's really cool. It's basically a book just full of restaurants where we can get, buy one entree and get one free. So we visited two restaurants in that book, and so far so good. It's kind of, I think it's really going to help us when we're like, well, where do we want to go out, you know, on our date night, and like, what do we want to eat? And so, you know, I'm always like, well, anywhere really. So this will kind of focus us, at least give us an option and a deal, and a pretty good deal. And I only paid $25 for it, and we've already saved more than $25.
Yep. True. So good deal.
Very good deal.
Thanks to good folks who, well, thank them. Anyway.
Thanks, folks.
Yes. So, yeah. Cool.
Do you have anything?
I'm thinking. I don't think I have anything.
Do.
Oh, gosh.
Do.
You know, last week we were playing. We was at work. And we were playing Jeopardy, right? And
at work?
Well, I mean, it was like a team gathering, you know.
Oh.
You know, one of those things, you know. So it was cool or whatever. It was a luncheon, so we just played it while we were at lunch, and so
that's fun. Is that where the free pizza came from?
No, we got sandwiches. Oh, the free pizza came just randomly.
Oh, never mind.
So, you never know. Never know. So, yeah. It was cool. As always. Sorry.
Delete all of this.
No, I will not delete this. This is raw, uncut.
Sorry, people.
Raw and uncut.
You have to understand, this is pretty early on a Sunday.
No, it's not.
See, they could have thought it was really early. It's like almost noon. But
thanks for telling everybody when we record.
Well, delete it.
Nah, leave it in. Anyway, so yeah, let's get to, if you have anything else in entertainment, we covered Big Grams and
Big Grams?
Banagram and Big Boy. We covered some TV. Well, a little bit of TV.
I got nothing. Just a slow week.
Any movies?
No!
Okay. Are you preparing for anything with Thanksgiving coming up?
We're hosting. My first time hosting Thanksgiving. I guess.
Scared.
I'm not scared. I mean, I've helped host Thanksgiving with my family, but this is the first time of doing it with just me, and it's for Dyron's family. And it's going to be called Thanksgiving.
That's what it's going to be called. Thanksgiving. So, anywho.
If you know us, you can insert.
You can probably figure out the change. But yeah, why we call it something different.
I forget we try to stay like kind of anonymous.
Thanksgiving.
What?
Never mind. Anyway. So, yeah, so we're looking forward to that. We're working on some plans for that. And
Thanksgivings.
And we're working on stuff like that. Let's just move on to sports.
Sports!
Keep it a little slow and simple this week. So, is there anything you'd like to discuss about the Bills this week? Team Roundup?
Well, they are coming off their bye week.
Yes, they are.
So I'm hoping they're well rested, and I hope Tyrod is better and can play, but I don't know that yet. And then we're playing against Miami, so squish the fish! Squish the fish!
You know what's so fun about this is that tomorrow, when this is actually put up, everybody will know how bad we sound, how awful it sounds. Whatever.
We should have waited until after the game. It's okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, good luck, Bills.
Bills Mafia! Huh? Okay. So, yeah, and as far as the Falcons go, we play on the West. We're on the West Coast. San Francisco. Blaine Gabbert starting instead of Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, really?
Hopefully we can take advantage of this and actually perform really well this week.
I heard someone say they were...
After we lost last week. Yeah. Terribly. Yeah. Again, in overtime to Jameis Winston and the Buccaneers. So.
Yeah.
That was a pretty sad Sunday. But, yeah, that's not a way we want to start November. But, yeah. So, hopefully...
But, Christina and Toby, we loved hanging out with you. Thanks for the hospitality.
Additional shout-out.
I don't know if Toby listens.
Well,
this is a warning to you, Toby.
M. Don's a principal now.
Detention slips for everybody. You will be forced to listen to the podcast.
Did you want to talk about the Oprah stuff that you saw this week?
Oh, well, I don't have it pulled up, but, you know, I will do maybe around Black Friday or the next week or 2 weeks from now. I'll discuss.
All right. Cool. So be on the lookout for Malika's Oprah nonsense.
Yes, gift review. I'll let you guys know some of the hot trends going on.
She's
going
to have a secret podcast and not tell everybody and release it the day after.
Here's what you can get Malika for Christmas.
Oh.
Jeez. But what I was going to say in relation to actual sports, because I heard that they were saying that San Francisco was switching out the quarterback because they felt that the Atlanta defense was subpar.
Yeah, they wrote this on Twitter.
And that he could have a good performance or at least not get hurt because Atlanta doesn't sack. So that's why they were switching him out. I want to know your thoughts on that because I feel like the Atlanta defense is solid. Like
We do let up a lot of passing yards. Our run defense is pretty stout, so we're really good at that. We do, but we're not terrible, especially as in previous years, but we're not great. So we're solid. We can manage. Trufant should be back this week. I think Alford's out, and Durant might be hurt as well. So we'll see how that helps us or hurts us. I mean, in the meantime. Mm-hmm. The biggest problem with the Falcons right now isn't their defense. It's more so the offense and how pathetic we've looked over the last month.
Yeah, get it together, man.
I mean, Matt has been struggling. We've turned the ball over consistently. Julio's getting yards and getting receptions. But we haven't seemed to find that second wide receiver.
And Freeman.
To take over. And we don't seem to give Freeman the ball enough. When he does get it, he does great things with it. So we'll see this week. It's a West Coast game. We're at 4:00 here, East Coast time. So we'll see if the team can adjust. We typically haven't been a great road team in the past. We've had won a couple games on the road this year. So hopefully we can get it together and rise up and win this game. And slow down this negative trend we've been on.
So what other things in sports? I know we talked about the Hawks game a little bit.
Hawks are 7-1. Right now, so they are again atop the Eastern Conference, and so they are looking really, really good right now. They're looking good. The Cavs are still looking good. The Raptors, even though they just lost their first game the other day, are I think 5-1, 6-1. So they're looking good as well. And again, the defending NBA champions are running ramshot on the league.
What does that mean?
They're dominating the league. Steph Curry.
I've ever heard that word before.
Well, now you have.
Nerd alert.
Don't think it's a nerd alert.
It's like learning.
Okay. All right. So Steph Curry's killing the league right now. He's just doing an amazing thing. He's taking 10 threes a game, and he's still shooting near over 50% from three.
Steph
which is ridiculous.
Curry with a shot. What?
Pretty much. And so this week, past week, the big game of the week was the Clippers versus the Warriors on Wednesday night. And that was a monster of a game. It was really exciting. It was fun. The Warriors have been smacking teams around all season long. And the Clippers seemed to have a good chance of winning. But in the end, it seems like the same old Clipper problems happened. They couldn't find a fifth guy to play in the fourth. They brought in Paul Pierce, but they played Austin Rivers over Paul Pierce. It was weird. And Austin didn't do too bad. Like, he had a solid defensive game, and he did a couple things. They also just – they really can't really trust Jamal Crawford anymore. He's kind of washed. So that's something. And Chris Paul and Blake Griffin kind of shied away from their fourth-quarter greatness that they've been performing.
Does Klay Thompson still play with the Warriors?
Yes, he does.
Because they haven't talked about, like – the Splash Brothers.
Because there's only one person that's important.
Oh, really? So Klay just got that backseat?
I mean, Klay right now is at third best player level right now on the team. Draymond's passed him, definitely.
I see.
Draymond does a lot for the team as well, so we'll see. So, yeah, they're stomping mud holes in teams. So it's been an interesting NBA season. There's some teams on the come up, like the Pistons, who have only lost one game. They've looked really good. The Thunder are having issues defensively, and they're trying to find out who's going to be their second wing player to go with Durant and Westbrook. So on the perimeter. So yeah, that's enough NBA talk. There's no baseball real talk. I mean, as you probably all know by now, the Royals won the World Series.
You called it.
Of course I did.
Boom.
I told you last week it was over with, and it's over with. You got to when you get a chance. There's a there's a video of a guy who didn't play a single lick of the World Series, and he's at the parade talking about just running his mouth off like he did some work. Johnny Gomes out there saying,
hey, he was supporting the team.
Sure. You had zero at-bats. You were just sitting there chilling, bro. And you out here pretending like you was a star player.
Does he get a ring?
Yes. Okay. right, cool. You're right. Cool.
Does the Bat Boy get a ring?
I don't know.
I hope so.
Why?
They support.
They do their job.
That guy who didn't have had zero bats did his job.
You know, we were talking to our friends yesterday, and they were telling us something interesting. How you had to apply to be big fan section here at Phillips, mm-hmm. and you had to apply. And I was wondering, like, what would be the application process for this? Like, do you have to know all Hawks history and nonsense?
No, you literally have to turn up all the time. Like, right. You have to be there on a Tuesday night, turning up. You have to be at exhibition games, turning up. So, I would not be a good fan section person because I, at like 7 o'clock, I'm
young. Turn down.
I turn down a lot. I was yawning like the whole game because we had eaten dinner before we went, and so I was so full. And I was just like, I was having a good time, but the grandma in me was, you know, like, it's time to go to bed, sweetie.
Wow.
But I stuck it out. I was there the whole time. I did not take a nap.
I mean, where would you? On the floor?
No, just rest my head on my hand. on the bar. Looking real sloshed.
Ma'am,
I'm gonna need you to go to your seat.
We're gonna need you. No more drinks for you.
So, do you want to go over our fantasy team? Wait! I forgot to mention!
Not alert.
Last week, Diver, tell them what happened. Last week, tell them what happened in fantasy.
I lost in fantasy.
I won in fantasy! I whooped. I did awesome. High five me. There we go. Okay.
She did. She won despite picking a backup quarterback. Yes,
exactly. I had zero quarterback points, but I still beat you. So, hi. So let's go over our fantasy team this week because now I'm more confident. And I'm happy to share. You got yours pulled up?
Yeah.
All right. So, my quarterback already played so far, but I picked Andy Dalton. Cincinnati, and he got me 21 points, 21.86 points so far.
My quarterback is Big Ben Roethlisberger, hopefully. Yeah, true. Sorry, world.
Okay, for my
let y'all down.
For one of my running backs, I picked Jeremy Hill, also from Cincinnati. And he got me a solid 6.2 points.
That's not really solid.
Okay, my other running back is LeSean McCoy from the Buffalo Bills.
I mean, about time you did something this week, hopefully.
Who are your running backs?
I got Todd Gurley from St. Louis. And I got Danny Woodhead from San Diego as well. So we'll see how that works.
All right, for my wide receivers, I got Odell Beckham Jr., Harry Douglas, and Julio Jones.
Wow, you got an ex-Falcon player. Okay, that's nice. You spent them big bucks this week, huh? Got ODB and Julio, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Two highest wide receiver costs. Nice.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they were the highest.
They are the highest.
Oh, well, okay.
So, yeah, I spent a little differently. I went and got James Jones from the Packers, Jarvis Landry from the Dolphins, and Stephon Diggs from the Vikings. So, hopefully, they'll produce for me this week. What's your tight end?
I have Craig Stevens.
Who?
From Tennessee. Well, they're going against the Saints, so I just felt like the Saints weren't going to show up.
Zero.
Whatever.
Oh, well, yeah, last week's game, the Saints and the Giants, that 52-49 game where they
both the defense,
seven touchdowns.
There was no defense.
Yeah, absurd.
There was no defense. So I was like, all right, well.
Maybe they'll start throwing to their second tight end. So, cool.
You know.
Yeah. So at my tight end, I got Antonio Gates from the Chargers.
Okay. Solid.
He is a solid pickup. Who did you use to flex?
Hit him with the flip. Flex.
Okay. You're probably going to laugh. Mark Ingram from the Saints.
That's not a bad choice.
Okay.
But why are you rolling with the Saints? So
I don't know. I don't know why.
Anti-ATL. She tried to put it on a True to Atlanta shirt yesterday. Was not having that.
For basketball, I am True to Atlanta.
Oh, here you go. Talking about in football, the Falcons are her third favorite team. You can't be having three favorite teams.
I can do whatever I want.
What's your second favorite team's record?
I don't know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know the Bills' record.
They're 3-4.
So. All right. Who's your flex?
Mike Evans, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
Wide receiver.
And my defense is the Denver Broncos.
Dang! Same team.
No! You picked the Broncos too? Dang it.
They're the best defense in the league. I mean, pretty much, so we'll be equal there.
Will Malika win fantasy this week?
Magic 8-Ball. No.
You may rely on it. Ooh, ooh.
That does not sound like a convincing yes or no. That sounds more like a no.
You may rely on it.
Whatever. That sounds like a no. So.
Ooh, ooh.
It's Tiki Tiki. It reminds me of Saturday by Ludacris. Back in the day, throwback.
So we'll see.
Word of mouth.
We'll update you next week about my domination.
Or her taking the L.
Whatever.
Whatever. So we'll see. All right. I think that's it for anything else you want to discuss in sports. You know, that's usually my segs.
I ain't got nothing.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
Sports is over with. She didn't do her
sports.
So yeah. All right.
I thought we were gonna talk about the Dan Le Batard show.
Not this one. Not really.
Oh, okay.
There's funny stuff on there. Watch the Dan Le Batard show if you see it or listen to it on radio, ESPN Radio.
Okay.
In whatever market you're in.
With Stugatz.
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
You told me once. And I forgot.
You might want to Google that. Oh, and don't Google Evan Fournier's name. That's it. That's a random thought of the day. Don't do it. Especially if you're a man.
My random thought
of
the day.
It's bad. He has a nickname now called Don't Google.
Is that with the hands? Whose hands were on fire?
No, it's Jason Pierre-Paul.
Oh, okay.
Defensive end of the Giants.
Okay.
This is an international player for the Magic.
Oh.
And basically, he Googled his own name, and he didn't like what he saw.
Oops.
And so, he told it like a couple years ago, or maybe last year, he was saying, yeah, don't Google my name. And so, the nickname spread it on Twitter this week called Don't Google.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and it's on, Basketball Reference now has his nickname as Don't Google. Which is a dope nickname, but I understand why. So, don't Google that, seriously. You will be freaked out.
Now I'm intrigued.
Well, do it on your own time.
It's more like when someone tells me not to do something, I'm like, but why? I'm going to do it.
And then don't blame nobody when you don't like what's going to happen to you.
Something's going to happen to me?
I mean, mentally, maybe not physically.
Oh, I'm scared. I don't, I'm so like, do I, don't I, do I?
Let's just get Malika's live reaction to this.
Should I Google, what is his name?
Evan Fournier.
Yes, it says yes. Oh my god. He's pulling up stuff.
So his last name is is basically a disease.
Oh, the way it's spelled.
Yes. And so,
So basically.
Oh my goodness! Oh my god! Oh my god! Take it away! Take it away! Oh!
Oh! And I told her.
Oh my god!
That's why he's called Don't Google. So I think it's time to end the show. For this week. We don't need Magic 8 Ball segment. We love y'all. Love, peace, and soul.
Don't Google it. Don't do it.
As always, guys, we love y'all. Thanks for checking us out. And we love to say, the choice is yours.
Don't Google it. Don't do it.
Was a boy and a daddy.